Greetings, I bless you all in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to Word of Reconciliation Ministries. I am Apostle Reginald, affectionately known as AR, and you are right in the middle of our Bible study, and we are studying the Gospel according to St. Luke. Again, I bless you in that name. The order of service is simple here. We praise the Lord. God inhabits our praises. And while he's here, while he's making tabernacle with us, we worship him. We sit at his feet. We worship the Lord. And while we are at his feet, we hear what he has to say. Praise God. And again, we're studying the Gospel of Luke. And we are in the sixth chapter. And we're going to pick up right where we left off, starting at verse 20. Luke chapter 6, verse 20. And before we start, let us pray. Father, we bless you. Lord God, we praise you. We magnify you. We honor you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. We just thank you, Father, for who you are, what you've done, what you're doing right now. Lord God, if you don't do anything else, Lord God, we just thank you. Thank you, Father, for Jesus. Thank you for saving, Lord God, saving us. Thank you that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, Lord God. Thank you for this opportunity to study your word. Lord God, open our understanding as we open your holy scriptures, Lord God. Open our eyes, Lord God, that we may behold wondrous things out of your law, Lord God. Feed us, nourish our souls, Lord God, because we cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth, Lord God. Right now, Father, I decrease. I pray that you will increase in me. Holy Ghost, fill me up. Living water, fill my cup. Let it run over. Lord God, that which you have spoken to me in darkness, I speak it in light. That what I've heard and doth hear in the ear, I preach it from the housetop. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, welcome. Greetings. Greetings. I bless you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we're just going to get started. Luke chapter 6, beginning at verse 20. And this is Luke's Sermon on the Plain. This is parallel to Matthew's Sermon on the Mount. Luke's account is much shorter than Matthew's, but they both begin with the Beatitudes and they end with the lesson of the builders. Verse 20 says, "And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." Blessed in the Greek, it means supremely blessed, fortunate, well off, happy. And poor, the word means distressed or a beggar. The question is asked, how can I be blessed and be poor at the same time? Being poor, literally, and poor in the spirit puts you at an advantage because you are more susceptible to hear. In this study, we talked about the rich young ruler. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. But with God, this is possible. With God, all things are possible. We hear it said that Jesus is the answer to all of your problems, and he is. But that rich young ruler, there was one thing that he lacked. Jesus told him to sell everything that you have. And the word of God tells us that he went away sorrowful. You know, Jesus, we preach, you know, here at Word of Reconciliation, you know, we preach the S word, we preach sin, we preach the R word, we preach repentance, we preach the H word, you know, hell, because it is a place. Earlier in this gospel, Jesus said in chapter 4, verse 18, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." Again, that's Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Again, we're here at Word of Reconciliation Ministries at New Bethel. We preach the gospel to the poor. We preach the gospel to the disenfranchised. We go into the homeless shelters. We go into the prisons. We do the work of an evangelism. When we go out, we're not haphazardly going out on our own volition. How shall they call on him whom they have not believed? How shall they believe on him whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except to be sent? And praise God. See, I can talk loud and quote scripture all day long, but I can't preach except the Lord send me. And my Lord and my God, he has sent me to preach. And here at Word of Reconciliation Ministries at New Bethel, we preach Jesus Christ and we preach him crucified. And praise God. And as I said, I'm an apostle. I've seen the Lord. I've seen the resurrected Savior. Praise God. And I'm a great witness of the resurrection. And we keep it simple. K-I-S-S. Keep it simple, soldier. Keep it simple, saint. And again, I preach this gospel willingly, not by constraint, not for filthy lucre, not for followers, not for likes, not for views. Therefore, am I sin. Matter of fact, woe unto me if I preach not this gospel. See, it's different when you go out into the hedges and the highways and to preach the gospel. See, the crowds aren't there. The cameras aren't there. You can't take up an offering and you can't go on your own power and your own strength, praise God, because you have to have the Spirit of the Lord upon you. You have to be sent. You have to have the anointing, because it's the anointing that destroys the yoke of bondage. See, you will undoubtedly come across someone that is not in their right mind. They may look at you and say, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? Praise God. So you will undoubtedly come across that kind that come forth by nothing but fasting and prayer. Praise God. And the word, and it goes on, it says, yours is the kingdom of God. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's Romans 14 and 17. Righteousness, justification is just as if I have never sinned, praise God. It's being rendered blameless. It's having a right standing with God. It's being in right relationship with God. And that's the kingdom of God. Righteousness and peace. Peace is prosperity, peace and quietness. Set at one again. See, we were apart from God. There was one thing that separated us from God, and that thing was sin. But thank God for Jesus, praise God, who is the propitiation for our sin, praise God. That means he did away with the sin problem, and we are set at one again with God. And joy is cheerfulness. That is a calm delight and gladness, praise God. And thank God, praise God, for joy unspeakable and that full of glory. Luke chapter 6, verse 21 says, blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. There was a slogan in the soft drink industry. It said, obey your thirst. See, there's a void on the inside of each and every one of us. There's a God-sized vacuum that only God can fill. Only the Lord Jesus Christ can fill. Only the Holy Spirit can fill. And see, we search high and low, and we go here and there, and we try this and that, praise God, but it all leaves us wanting. It all leaves us wanting more. See, this flesh, praise God, see, it will not be satisfied until it goes back into the dust from whence it came, praise God. So, but my Lord and my God, Jesus, praise God, see that, it said, blessed are ye that hunger now, praise God, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are you that hunger and thirst for righteousness, praise God, for ye shall be filled. They that desire the sincere milk of the word, praise God, you will grow. Praise God, you will grow in grace and in the knowledge of him. And praise God. And we have a right standing with God. When the kingdom of God is to come upon you, praise God, then you can say, I'm complete. Then you can be happy. Then you can be blessed, praise God. And if you want to keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight, you shall be filled. See, growth comes from applying God's word to your life. The Word of God says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But growth comes by application. See, I can be in church every time the doors are open. But if I'm not living the Word, there won't be any fruit in my life. Luke chapter 13, verses 6 through 9, it says, he spake also a parable. A certain man had a fig tree in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years I came seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumber it the ground? And he answered and said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. Why is it taking up space? Where is the fruit? The axe is laid at the root. See, God wants to cut it down, but mercy said, let it alone this year. I shall dig about it. See, when God digs about it, praise God, see, there's some separation in your life. He removes some things out of your life. He removes some people out of your life. There's some isolation, praise God. He's looking about because he came into your tree here and he didn't see any fruit, praise God. He also said, you're wondering why they walked out of your life. They couldn't stay, praise God, because they weren't fruitful in your life. They weren't bringing blessing into your life. Matter of fact, they was taken away from you instead of adding to your life. And then he said, dung it. Dung it. And dung it, that's manure. God may allow some mess in your life. He may allow some trouble to come your way because he's looking for some fruit. And that scripture says, weep now, ye shall laugh. Sometimes we have to sow in tears in order to reap in joy. God places our tears in a bottle. He writes them in his book. Luke chapter 6 and verse 22, it says, blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. For the Son of Man's sake. See, God is still saying we need to get up, praise God. Who is on the Lord's side? If God be your God, then serve him. And when you make a declaration of your faith, and when you come out from among them, and when you be holy because your God is holy, men will start to hate you. They don't want you around. They will cast out your name as evil. The key here is to make sure it's for the Son of Man's sake. Don't let it be because of your sin. I'm reminded of Elijah in the 18th chapter of 1 Kings. In 1 Kings chapter 18, it says, and it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed after Baalim. Some say, here comes trouble when they see you, but in all actuality, praise God, the light of the world is shining in you, praise God, and your light is shining and is exposing their darkness, praise God. See, what you're doing now, praise God, you're being blessed by God. You're living how you're supposed to be living, and praise God, and that light in you exposes the darkness in their life. It's exposing the sin in their life, because they know good and well, praise God, that they could be doing the same thing, praise God, but because they're not, praise God, they begin to hate you, praise God. They begin to cast it out. You're out of their presence. They don't want you around, praise God. They begin to cast your name out as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Say, here comes trouble. And let's look at 1 Kings chapter 22, verses 7 and 8. It says, and Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides, that we might inquire of him? And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, yet there is yet one man, Micaiah, the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord. But I hate him, for he doth not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. Again, they have cast your name out as evil. And the backdrop here is that they were about to go to war and they wanted to inquire to the Lord through his prophets as to whether or not they should go or whether or not they shouldn't go. And Micaiah, the son of Imlah, only said what thus said the Lord. See, there was a company of prophets, but there was one true prophet, praise God. And he had vowed, and they already knew. He had a reputation. See, he wasn't going to tickle there. He wasn't going to scratch their itching ears. He was only going to tell them what thus said the Lord, praise God. And praise God, and they said that he hated him. He didn't like him because he always spoke evil, praise God. And see, some people will cast you out of their presence, praise God. Some people will not like you. They will hate you, praise God. They will hate to see you coming, and they don't want to hear what you have to say, praise God. It's not that you're doing anything wrong, praise God. It's because you're doing everything right, praise God. And because you're not a false prophet, it's because you're not going to scratch their itching ears, praise God. You're going to tell them the truth, praise God. You're going to tell them about Jesus Christ. You're going to tell them to repent, praise God. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand, praise God. Hallelujah. But they'll cast you out. They will cast you out. They will cast you out. Now you can go around itching ears and eventually find someone to tell you exactly what you want to hear. I remember when Saul, the word said Saul was rejected as king. But he did not fully obey the Lord. He actually sought a woman that had a familiar spirit. 1 Samuel chapter 28, verses 6 and 7, it says, "And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets," praise God. And praise God, and I say it again, and I say it all the time, praise God. If you're not hearing from the Lord, praise God. See, he says, "My sheep hear my voice, and a stranger's voice they would not follow." If you haven't heard from the Lord, praise God, it might be because you haven't done the last thing that God told you to do. See, Saul, praise God, he had a commandment from the God. He was to destroy everything, praise God, that God told him to restore. But praise God, when the man of God came back, he heard the bleeding of sheep, praise God. And Saul said, "Hey, I've done what God told me to do, praise God. But let me tell you tonight, praise God, 99 and a half won't do, praise God. Delayed obedience, praise God, is still disobedience, praise God." And when he inquired of the Lord didn't answer him, praise God. He didn't answer him by dreams. He didn't answer by Urim, nor did he answer by the prophet. He said, "Then said Saul unto his servants," he said, "Seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I may go unto her and inquire of her." Say, praise God. See, when we don't hear from God, praise God, we want to hear from a therapist, praise God. And if we go to the therapist and they're not telling us what we want to hear, praise God, we'll say, "That therapist ain't right, praise God. I need another therapist, praise God." And you can go from this place to that place, to this friend, to that friend, and eventually you will find someone that will scratch your itching ear. They'll tell you exactly what you want to hear. And Saul inquired of her, and his servant said unto him, "Behold, there is a woman that hath a familiar spirit at Endor." My Lord, my God. Saul's disobedience was as the sin of witchcraft. He actually sought out a witch. Next point here is, don't miss your season. As I just said, delayed obedience is still disobedience. You know what God will have you to do. You know he said, "Flee fornication." You know he said, you know what he told you to do. 99 and a half won't do. And sometimes we can do the same thing that Saul did. After we disobey God, we leave the sheep bleeding. And when we don't hear from the Lord anymore, we seek therapy, we seek counsel, we think our friends, we look at the horoscopes, we bounce around from therapist to therapist. And the Lord didn't answer Saul. You know, and then we're looking around. And, you know, and when we can't hear from God, now we want to treat you later. Right now, you want to honor your parents. Now, you want to stop provoking your children to anger. You may have missed your opportunity. Right now, your contact might be blocked and deleted. Back to our scripture, it says, And my next point, it says, some may hate you simply because God's blessings are on your life. Again, they'll cast out your name as evil for the Lord's sake. And some people may not like you, not want you around simply because they see the Lord's blessings upon your life. David said in the 23rd Psalm, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. See, you're not wanting right now, praise God. You're blessed, praise God. The blessing of God is overtaking you, praise God. God is meeting your every need according to his riches and glory. He said, I shall not want, praise God. He's making me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. See, praise God, there's peace in your life, praise God. There's peace in your home, praise God. There's peace on your job, praise God. Everything that you set your hands to do, praise God, God causes it to prosper, praise God. And when people see it, praise God. Praise God, they don't like it, praise God. It says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, praise God. See, they look at everything that God is doing in your life, praise God. You don't need anything. You're not wanting anything, praise God. And praise God, they don't like it, praise God. It says, thou anointest my head with oil and my cup runs over. See, the anointing of God that's on your life right now has destroyed every yoke of bondage, praise God. And your cup is running over, praise God. It's not just food, praise God. You have more than enough, praise God. You have more, you have so much, praise God, you could be a blessing to somebody else, praise God, and they don't like it, praise God. And some people just hate that. And why? You know, why would they hate it? They should be encouraged. They should be encouraged by it, praise God, but that's just the nature of some men, praise God. And he said, and again, the psalmist said, thou prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, praise God. You want to find out who your enemies are? Let the blessing of God be upon your life. See who encouraged you, praise God. See who's praying for you. See who's happy for you, praise God. Those are your friends, but those that are not, they very well may be your enemies. Back in Luke, verse 23, Chapter 6, it says, rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for in like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. Praise God. So when people cast you out as an evil, praise God, when they hate you just because you're a Christian, they don't like you, praise God, because the blessings of God are overtaking you, praise God, we are to rejoice. Praise God. See, we want to be accepted everywhere. We want everybody to like us, but praise God, the word of God tells us that that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen, and we just have to have some thick skin and press on through. Rejoice. See, there is some joy in this way. There is rewards in this way. We find ourselves in great company. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, praise God, but the Lord delivers them out of the all. Out of them all. All that will live godly shall suffer persecution. But Jesus said, if you suffer with me, praise God, you're going to also reign with me. So James said, don't think it strange concerning the fiery trials that are to try you as though some strange thing happened. Count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Rejoice. Verse 24 says, but woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. So woe or great sorrow or distress unto you that are rich. Praise God. See, the Lord is not against us having wealth or riches. He just doesn't want those riches to have you. I'm reminded of the rich young ruler, praise God. He wanted to know what he needed to do to obtain eternal life. And Jesus said, you know the commandments, you know, thou shalt not and thou shalt not. He said, Lord, I've been doing this from my youth. Jesus said, there's one thing that you lack. There's one thing. Praise God. He said, sell everything that you have. Give it to the poor. And the Bible says, praise God, he went away sorrowful because he had great possessions for you, Lord. And again, bless the name of the Lord. See, Abraham, praise God, God had a promise and God had given him that promise. But Abraham had to lay his promise on the altar, after which the Lord said, now I know that you love me. Praise God. See, God doesn't want you to have the promise. God doesn't want you to be blessed. Doesn't want you not to be blessed. He doesn't want you to have riches. He just doesn't want those things to come before him because he's still a jealous God. And see, here at Word of Reconciliation Ministries, we do teach about money, praise God. We do teach about prosperity, but this is not a prosperity gospel, praise God. We want you to have a financial covenant with God. God says, prove me now, saith the Lord. Don't rob me. Prove me now, saith the Lord. Give me your tithe. Bring all your tithes into the storehouse. Bring me an offering. And see, won't I open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there would not be room enough to receive it, as we're going to see later in this chapter. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. Praise God. See, our God loves a cheerful giver, and we can't outgive God. See, God takes pleasure in prospering his people. See, God wishes above all things that you will prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. See, the text is saying that if the riches have you, if you are hoarding, if you are stingy, if you're building bigger barns, you receive your reward, you receive your consolation. This is your comfort. And you cannot serve God and mammon. But either you're going to hate the one, you're going to love the one and hate the other. Let's look at Luke chapter 12. Jumping ahead a bit, but we'll get there hopefully. And it says, and he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barn and build greater barns. And there will I bestow all my fruits and all my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Praise God. Praise God. So then, where would those things be at? Praise God. I've never seen, praise God, a U-Haul truck with goods and wealth and riches following a herd. I've never seen it. Praise God. I've never seen it. Praise God. The Bible says, praise God, I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. Praise God. A little that a righteous man has is far greater than the wealth of the wicked. And again, God wishes above all things that you will prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What will you give in exchange for your soul? What will you give in exchange for your soul? First Timothy 6 and 17 says, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold unto eternal life. Praise God. So God wants us to be rich in good works. He wants us to be ready to distribute, willing to communicate. Praise God. Not laying up treasures in this world, but laying up treasures in heaven. Praise God. That we can have a foundation. So that day coming, that time is coming. And praise God that we may lay hold of eternal life. Luke 6 verse 25 says, woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. What the Lord is teaching here is that life happens. Your circumstances may change. Praise God. You might go to your job tomorrow and they don't need your services anymore. Praise God. You know, life happens. Praise God. Praise God. But praise God, we ought to be encouraged. Praise God. Because my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Praise God. See, my source is not that job. Yes, he's using the job, but praise God. But Lord God, I lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, though. He, Lord God, created the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything that's in them. And he has promised to meet my every need according to his riches and glory. Praise God. And I just want to thank him and bless him for that. Again, our circumstances might change. Verse 26 says, woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. And you've heard me say this, and I'll say it again. If everybody speaks well of you, the chances are that there's some compromise in your life. He said, woe when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. See, praise God. See, the false prophet, a false prophet will tell you what you want to hear. Praise God. A false prophet will tell you that you're all right living in fornications. A false prophet will tell you that it's okay that you're cheating on your taxes just a little bit. A false prophet will say it's all right because you got a little sneaky link or a work wife. But the man of God is going to tell you to flee fornication. Man of God is going to tell you that marriage is honorable and all, and the bed is undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. The man of God, the true prophet of God, will say, praise God, don't you be deceived. Fornicators, adulterers, praise God, they shall not inherit the kingdom of God. They shall have their part in the lake that burns with fire. Praise God. Woe unto you, everybody speaking well of you. Praise God. We love everybody, but my Lord and my God, we're not for everybody. We love everybody, and we want everybody to be saved. We're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But we're not for everybody. Chapter 6, verse 27 says, but I say unto you which hear, love your enemies. Do good to them which hate you. See, we ought to kill them with kindness. We are to overcome evil with good. Romans chapter 12, verse 17 says, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. But I say unto you, love your enemies and do good to them which hate you. And see, praise God, we ought to understand that vengeance belongs unto the Lord. He will repay. See, when I try to repay somebody, praise God, that for one thing, there's unforgiveness in my heart, praise God, and I haven't forgiven them, so how can I expect God to forgive me, praise God? But when I forgive them, praise God, when I know that they're my enemies, when I know that they don't mean me enemy good, I still continue to bless them, praise God. I still, praise God, when they're hungry, I feed them. When they're thirsty, I give them something to drink. That keeps coals of fire on his head, praise God. He's like, I know I'm mistreating him right now. I know he know I'm doing him wrong, but he still keeps loving me. He still keeps blessing me, praise God. See, we can't be overcome of evil, but we are to overcome evil with good. See, because greater is Christ that is in me than he that is in this world. See, praise God. See, in all these things, I'm more than a conqueror through him that loved me. See, you can't separate me from the love of God. Not tribulation or stress or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, praise God. None of these things move me. Yeah, in all these things, I'm more than a conqueror through him that loved me. Say, praise God. So, praise God. And see, when we're doing this, praise God, we're giving place unto wrath.
Praise God. We're giving faith for God to deal with them. Praise God. And my beloved, praise God, let me encourage you, praise God. Forgive them, praise God. Let them go. Let them off the hook, praise God. Because God will deal with them. And he'll do a much better job than you could have ever done. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. I will repay. And let God deal with them. Forgive them. Keep being good to them. Let God deal with them. Verse 28 says, bless them that curse you and pray for them which despitefully use you. I'm reminded when Jesus was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. See, we are to bless them that curse us. Praise God. We are to pray for them that despitefully use you. Praise God. See, they don't know what they're doing. Praise God. They don't know that they just might be touching God's anointing. He said, he's still saying, touch not mine anointing and do not my prophets no harm. Praise God. He's still saying, praise God. See, they don't know that they might just be doing his prophet some harm. Praise God. I'm reminded of Moses. Praise God. See, Moses married, praise God, a woman. Praise God. And Aaron and Miriam, praise God, didn't like his choice of a woman, praise God. And they began to speak against Moses, praise God. Praise God. They began to say things like, he can't be hearing from God. See, I hear from God. God couldn't have told him to marry that woman, praise God. But God said, hallelujah, praise God. If there was a prophet among you, I would speak to him in dreams and visions. Praise God, but not so with Moses, praise God. With him I speak mouth to mouth and face to face as a man speaks with his friend. Weren't you afraid to speak against Moses, praise God? Weren't you afraid, praise God, to speak against the man of God? So you better be careful who you put your mouth on, praise God. And because they just spoke a word against the man of God, God excommunicated Miriam, praise God. And praise God, she had leprosy. So my God, bless them when they curse you. Pray for them when they despitefully use you. God will deal with them. God will deal with them. Verse 29 says, and unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take away thy coat also. And I just want to point out in this passage of scripture, him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, you know, turn the other cheek. We heard the phrase, turn the other cheek. I believe Matthew's gospel says, turn, give him the other also, offer the other also. And this is not an act of violence. This is actually an act of disrespect. The word of God is not teaching, praise God, to let someone do you harm. So I just want to put that out there. Just want to say that it is an act of disrespect, not violence. So we're to turn the other cheek. Verse 30 says, give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And here at Word of Reconciliation Ministries, praise God, we teach the whole counsel of God. We praise God. We know that we're going to have the poor with us always. Praise God. The word of God also teaches, give not that which is holy unto the dogs. Praise God. And cast your pearls not unto the swine, lest they turn again and rend you. Praise God. See, we're going to have the poor with us always. Praise God. And you're going to have people to give. So praise God. And God wants us to be cheerful givers. Praise God. So, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. Praise God. See, we're not concerned about this material things. Praise God. If you take my car, if you take my house, praise God. The Lord, Job said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. And remember, praise God, the end of Job. Job got twice as much as he had before. See, I'm not tied to these possessions. Could be one here one day and gone the other. Praise God. They're gone the next day. But I know my God. He's still going to meet my every need. Still going to meet my every need. And the next verse in Luke is, And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. And this is considered the golden rule. And this is important. This is some good teaching. This is some basic teaching. Praise God. We want to treat others like we want to be treated. You know, the culture is completely, it's in direct contrast to what thus said the Lord. Praise God. The culture says, you know, step on everybody you can just so you can get to the top. I don't care about your feelings. I'm going to get mine. I don't care about you. I don't care about yours. But praise God, the Bible says, as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. Do you want somebody to treat you like that? Do you want somebody to treat your daughter like that? Do you want somebody to treat you this way on the job? Do you want somebody to make your life more difficult and challenging than it already is? Then why are you doing it? As you would that man should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. This is the golden rule. Verses 32 and 35 says, for if you love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. You ain't did nothing slick, you ain't did nothing special, praise God. Yeah, sinners do that same thing. If you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do the same thing. And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again, but love your enemies, my Lord, my God, and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Praise God. And my personal rule about lending, praise God, if I can't afford to let you have it, I don't have it to lend. You know, it says do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. Praise God. If you give it back, then that's fine. If they give it back to you, fine. But if they don't, that's okay too, praise God, because the Bible says my reward shall be great because I am a child of the highest, and he is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. And just a word to the unthankful and to the evil, praise God. You've been praying on Christians and you think they're supposed to give it just because you had, and you know you ain't gonna pay them back. The Bible says you're unthankful and you're also evil. See, we're storing up our riches in heaven, praise God. And take courage, saints. Take courage, man of God, woman of God, child of God, praise God. When God is using you, can't nobody misuse you. Matter of fact, woe unto them if they try to misuse you when God is using you, praise God. You, praise God, God laid it on your heart, praise God, to be merciful unto them. God laid it on your heart, praise God, to give them, to sow into their life, to speak into their life, and to do good unto them, and to be a blessing unto them, praise God. What they do with that blessing, what they do with it, whether it be monetarily, if they pay you back, or if they take it and do something foul with it, that's between them and God, because you're being used by God. So I'm obeying God. What you do with this blessing, what you do with this reward, praise God, what you do with what I give or what I do for you, that's between you and God. Because I'm obeying God, and praise God, he's going to give me my reward. So it's out of my hand. It's out of my hand. You can't misuse me when God is using me. Verse 36 says, be therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. The Bible says that God is rich in mercy, plenteous in mercy. The Bible says he's just ready to forgive. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, praise God. And see, praise God, the same thing that God is forgiving you of, praise God, you have zero tolerance for the next man. Zero tolerance for the next man. But for for the grace of God, there you were. But for the grace of God, you'd be doing the same thing. Matter of fact, you were doing the same thing, and the grace of God appeared, and his mercy, which endured forever, was upon your life. He brought you out. He made you a new creature in Christ, and there's somebody doing the same thing that you did, and you won't forgive them. My Lord and my God, be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. My Lord, my God. Give, verse 38 says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. It shall be measured to you again. Can't be God-given. Just give. You know, freely have you received, freely give. If you see your neighbor needs something, man, help him out. You got it. And don't withhold that blessing. The Bible said, don't withhold. You know you got it. You know they need it. You know God blessed you with it to give. Praise God. And see, the thing about it, saints, when we make it up in our mind that we're going to be a blessing to others, praise God, God will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, and there won't be room enough to receive it. When you're not, when God knows you're not just going to build bigger bonds and say like that man that we wrote, that we read about, said, look at me, look at all this stuff I got, praise God. When God knows you're going to be willing to give, praise God, it's going to be given unto you, praise God. Good measure, pressed down, and running over, shaking together, will men give it to your bosom. You can't be God-given. Can't do it. Verse 39 says, and he spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye? Perceiveth not the beam that is in thine own eye. Either how canst thou say to thy brother, brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, then shalt thou see clear to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. Praise God. And again, if my life is messed up, if I ain't living nothing, praise God, I can't even fix my face to try to tell you, praise God, to stop doing what you're doing, praise God. The songwriter says, sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around mine. He says, and when we try to do that, the word says, thou hypocrite. See, a hypocrite is an actor under an assumed character. When this was written, they would put little masks over their faces, praise God, and they would act and they would pretend to be a character, praise God. And again, we have seen hypocrites in churches, praise God. We may have been hypocrites ourselves at one time in our walk, praise God. And they're just pretending, praise God, and they know the lingo, praise God. If you say, praise the Lord, they say, praise the Lord, saints. You say, God is good, they say, all the time. They say, all the time. They know the lingo, they say, all the time, God is good, praise God. But they're a pretender. And my Lord and my God, we don't want to be hypocrites. We want to live right, praise God. I'm reminded what David said, the prayer that he prayed. And I'll pray this prayer often myself. He said, search me, Lord God. Try me, try my heart, try my reins, Lord God. Know me and see if there be any wicked way in me. Lead me in the way everlasting, praise God. I, Lord God, I might be missing something. I might be involved in something, or or that's wicked, that's not pleasing in your sight. Lord God, please search me, praise God. See, because I only want to keep your commandments, Lord God. I only want to do those things that are pleasing in your sight. I delight myself in your way, Lord God. I want to please you, Lord God. See, praise God. See, I know, praise God, that I'm warring, praise God. And he that warreth, praise God, entangleth not himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier, praise God. If God chose you to be a soldier, praise God, don't entangle yourself with the affairs of this life, praise God, that you may please him. And that's what we want to do, church. That's what we want to do. We want to keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight, praise God. And yeah, we may miss the mark, praise God. That's why the word says in 1 John 1:9, and it was written to the church, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Proverbs says, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. Whosoever confesseth and forsaketh shall have mercy. So as long as I'm trying to cover that thing up, act like ain't nothing wrong, I won't prosper. There'll be no prosperity in my life. I'm having a hard, see, the way of transgressors is hard. I'm having a hard way on my job. I'm having a hard way in my marriage. I'm having a hard way in my hood. I'm having a hard way everywhere I go. But praise God, when I confess and when I bring it before the Lord, he's faithful and just. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness, praise God. And I know you don't want to be a hypocrite. Verse 45 says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speak. Praise God. For of the abundance of his heart, his mouth speaketh. Praise God. If it's not in your heart, it's not gonna come out your mouth. You can't make me curse. The traffic, somebody cut me off in traffic, that can't make me curse because it can't come in my mouth. Now, there was a time, praise God, where I would cuss you out, however you want to say it. I knew all the words and I could say them well, praise God. Matter of fact, they told me that I could curse before I could talk, praise God. But my Lord, my God, when we come into the newness of life, praise God, we say, Lord God, let no corrupt communication proceed out of my mouth, Lord God. But let, Lord God, let my speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that I may know how to answer every man, praise God. And praise God, and if you might be still dealing with some cursing or some corrupt communication, praise God, I dare you to pray the prayer that David said. He said, Lord, create me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me again, because if it's not in your heart, it will not come out of your mouth, my Lord and my God. So praise God. I just bless you all again. We're going to conclude right now. We're out of time, but we're not out of word. We just thank you for joining us. Thank you for being with us on tonight. Pray that something was said to inspire you, something was said to encourage you. I pray that something was said to just cause you to seek the Lord just a little bit more. Praise God. And if this word has inspired you, if this word has fed you, praise God. Like, share, subscribe, whatever, and you know, whatever the Lord lays on your heart, because we love you. We're here for you. Praise God. We're not just doing this for this or that, praise God. I'm here because God sent me, and I believe he sent me for you. And as we always do, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ in the free pardon of your sin, praise God, the Bible says, behold, now is the accepted time. Today is the day of your salvation. If you hear the Lord tugging at your heart, don't harden your heart. Let him in. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, praise God, and let me open the door, your heart. Jesus said, I will come in and sup with you. He will come in and make tabernacle with you, praise God. The Bible said, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. Praise God. Except a man is born of the water and of the spirit, he shall not enter into the kingdom of God. The water, of course, is the natural birth, but the spiritual birth, we believe, takes place when you do what Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, and with the heart man believes unto righteousness. For verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But thou shalt confess with thy mouth, agree and assent to the truth that the Lord Jesus, that he is Lord, that he is God, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. And you can't get to the resurrection before you get to the cross. He died a horrible death on the cross, not for his sin, because he was the Lamb of God and he took away the sins of the world. He knew no sin. He was tempted in all points, like just like we are, yet without sin. But he died for your sin. He died for my sin. He died for the sins of the world. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and it's by his stripes we are healed. And yes, praise God, the Bible says, praise God, he gave up the ghost. He had the power to lay his life down and take it back up again. He died a horrible death. Praise God, the Bible said he could have called upon legions of angels and they would have delivered him in an instant. But because he saw that I needed a savior, because he saw that you needed a savior, he said, Lord, nevertheless, not my will, your will be done. Again, he gave up the ghost. He died a horrible death. But on that third day, God raised him from the dead. You've seen many. Praise God. And again, part of my testimony, I've seen the resurrected Christ. Praise God. That's why you can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. So confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, that he is Lord and that he is God. And believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. Mouth confession is made unto salvation. The heart, man believeth unto righteousness. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call on him. He'll do just what he said. He'll save you. Again, thank you for joining us. Joining us here at Word of Reconciliation Ministries at New Bethel. I'm Apostle Reginald, affectionately known as AR. I bless you in the name of Jesus.